I will not take more of your time with those thoughts. This is really now also very spontaneous, but I think the next steps will be indeed to reflect all this in the reflection for the next program of work. That will be the very important task of the secretariat, and we are all there to support that. So from the side of Switzerland, really a big thank also to the secretariat and to our lead party, the Netherlands, for this excellent collaboration. And without further ado, I will hand over to the secretariat.
First to Claude
Gascoigne. Sorry, to the moderator.
Yeah. Okay. And it's now time to go to the next part of this closing, and that's the final remarks. And I first like to give the floor to Claude Gascoigne, the Director of Strategy and Operation of the Global Environmental Facility. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you very much, Niels. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the introduction. Dear hosts, participants from around the globe, colleagues and partners, I'm delighted to be able to join you on this last day of what I'm sure has been a long and intense series of discussions over the last 2 days, which the GEF is excited to have participated in the organization of, with, of course, a large group of close partners. Water is at the center of the SDGs and a connector between countries, sectors, and people. At the GEF, we have over the last decade moved towards increasingly integrated approaches to tackling key environmental threats to the planet. With the climate COP going on right now, it would be hard not to also discuss the importance of water. Without cooperation on water, we clearly cannot tackle the triple crisis of climate change, biodiversity loss, and pollution. Changes in the hydrological cycle caused by climate change are leading to more frequent and intense floods, prolonged droughts, intensified storms and inundation, with immediate impacts on people. Aquatic biodiversity is also being lost, and land-based sources of pollution entering rivers, groundwater, and the ocean threaten the health of the planet and of the people. You all clearly have a big task ahead of you, while having come a long way in fostering cooperation on water over the last two decades to tackle these large planetary crises. Increasing finance for action is one among many underlying challenges. Coherent policies and repurposing adverse subsidies are also critical to moving forward. Most of you come with decades of experience in your field, which is often either from the technical or from the financial side. And from where I sit, and based on my 30 years of experience in the domain of environmental governance, I rarely meet professionals who are well-versed in both of these sectors. This meeting has been a start to bring these two sides of expertise together to find some common ground, and more importantly, to find innovative solutions. One such innovation has been the development of blue bonds that have mimicked green bonds on terrestrial ecosystems, and where we have one great example of the impact of these bonds in the case of the Seychelles, where GEF has supported their development. Sustainable finance and durable outcomes should much more often draw on the engagement of the technical world with the financial one. We at the GEF often see extremely engaged technical work and institutions, NGOs and community groups delivering solid technical outcomes. What often is missing is a vision of an exit strategy to sustain these outcomes beyond the project life, mainly financing streams. So what does it take? Let me take a moment to give you a wider view here and offer some of the lessons from the GEF end on some key enablers for enduring and scalable project outcomes. First of all, strengthening and working through country-based systems. This is extremely important and could be through local agencies, extension services, NGOs, or community groups. It's only when you strengthen these systems of delivery in all aspects, their governance and decision-making, their technical capacity, and their transparency and inclusiveness, will it be possible to seamlessly scale up efforts. In other words, to amplify what has been done in neighboring districts or states. Transparency, inclusivity, and solid financial management. This is another characteristic enabler where funds are more easily mobilized and sustained if there is an institutional track record of fairness, transparent allocations, and solid management of funds. The GEF is ready to support, especially the more recent RBOs in these aspects. Outreach and communication. Investing in communication efforts to showcase successes, reach out to the public, and reach out to relevant policymakers. And again, we shouldn't hide our failures, but actually learn from them and institute corrective actions based on those. Project finance is useful, but when it comes and goes, and it has ups and downs, it limits the sustainability. We must therefore ensure a plan for sustainable long-term funding that starts with project financing and brings in public, national funding, and private sector funding where that makes sense. Innovation and partnerships. Often sectors tend to focus on learning from within, yet innovation often results from not focusing internally, but lifting our head and learning from other fields, both on the technical and on the financial aspects. And I commend this workshop for having discussed these topics and also inviting a variety of stakeholders, such as financial experts, technical experts, power and infrastructure experts, and private sector experts to discuss these topics together. At the GEF, we have tremendous experience in developing conservation trust funds, which are another example to build on experiences in the biodiversity and conservation field and apply these to emergent river basin funds. There are several excellent examples that have been around for many years and with stable or increasing volume of flow of funds, such as the ARPA fund in Brazil for the National Protected Areas Network, or the BioGuinea fund in Guinea-Bissau, providing durable conservation finance and having been sustained even through national political and financial crises, and especially through the last 4 years of the pandemic. So out of all this, my main three takeaways are, first of all, country commitments and national budgets are essential to the long-term durability of these outcomes. Innovative financial mechanisms often require looking outside